T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
A Chicago police officer is off the streets for a while after slamming a man to the ground. WBBM's Rachel Pearson with a report.
Chicago police stripped an officer of his powers this morning following a viral video from the city's south side. Giovanna Jameson recorded the incident showing an officer lift and slam a 29-year-old man to the concrete after spitting in the officer's face.
I don't want any recognition, you know. I'm not looking for notoriety. I'm just here to bring light to a situation that could have been so easily put to the side.
CPD describes the move as an emergency takedown. CBS 2 reports the Civilian Office of Police Accountability is still investigating. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Today is Small Business Saturday. There are events all over the Chicago area, particularly in small businesses. For example, Scott Friedland, shopkeeper of Timeless Toys in Lincoln Square, said they had just opened their business and offered the first 50 people who came to the store a $25 gift card when they spent at least $50.
Supporting neighborhood stores is important for people in the community because we're the stores that our employees shop again in the community. We live in the community. We're the people who support your local baseball teams and your schools and, you know, those things that those big box stores, they're not involved in the community like we are. So it's a good chance to get that money that you spend in our store back into the community.
There are many attractions being offered at small businesses around the Chicago area. Wauwatosa, Wisconsin police cited two people for a Thanksgiving brawl in Mayfair Mall. Heidi Williams, who was with her family at the mall when the fight broke out, told CBS 58 in Milwaukee the situation was not stopping them from shopping during the holiday season.
I had people say, you know, this is why we don't go to this mall and such, and I really believe and feel that it can happen at any mall.
Videos posted to social media show an officer chasing a man down an escalator. Before both men tripped, the officer fired his taser to end the chase. The man was cited for resisting arrest. Police said another woman was cited for disorderly conduct. Following Thanksgiving, retail areas experience an explosion of shoppers rushing in for great deals, while the beginning of the holiday season may have plumbers rushing to your home.
While hosting family and friends, a lot of food waste can make its way into your pipes through kitchen sinks. If you get a clog, you do have options before calling a plumber, says Benjamin with Rescue Plumbing.
Yeah, I mean, anybody can use a typical plunger to always try to unclog it.
He says you can try pressurizing the garbage disposal by filling the sink with water, but there is a risk that you could cause a leak. Keep a shop vac handy. There is a treatment available that eliminates grease and is safe on pipes.
It's a citrus-based solution called Citrusol. They sell it at CVS, Walgreens.
With a grease clog, boiling water may help. Benjamin says plumbing calls can nearly double on the holidays, many dealing with heavy paper products clogging toilets, giving Black Friday the nickname Brown Friday with some plumbers.
When a guest come over, we have a lot of those.
Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 FM.
More than 1,000 surgical patients are suing Goshen Hospital after being notified that a sterilization failure could have exposed them to deadly infections.
The Elkhart County Truth reports a class action has been filed in Elkhart County Court against Goshen Hospital on behalf of patient Linda Garrick and others who had surgery between April and September. It alleges the patients were potentially exposed to hepatitis C, hepatitis B, and HIV. The hospital recently notified patients who had surgery in that period that a sterilization technician failed to complete one crucial step in the process of some surgical equipment, possibly affecting 1,100 patients. Garrick says in the suit that the potential exposure triggered ongoing emotional distress and trauma. New Bern News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.